The morning papers with the early cup of tea, this advertisement seen by chance and the rest upon the spur of a guilty conscience. Well, I must see it for myself, and the sooner the better, though work pressed. I was writing a series of articles upon prison life, and had my nib into the whole system. A literary and philanthropical daily was parading my charges, the graver ones with the more gusto, and the terms, if unhandsome for creative work, were temporary wealth to me. It so happened that my first cheque had just arrived by the 8 o'clock post, and my position should be appreciated when I say that I had to cash it to obtain a Daily Mail. Of the advertisement itself, what is to be said? It should speak for itself if I could find it, but I cannot. I only remember that it was a male nurse and constant attendant that was wanted for an elderly gentleman in feeble health. A male nurse. An absurd tag was appended offering liberal salary to university or public school man, and of a sudden I saw that I should get this thing if I applied for it. What other university or public school man would dream of doing so? Was any other in such straits as I? And then my relenting relative. He not only promised to speak for